And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born in the summertime. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wits. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks.
Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. We're glad to have you aboard. We're going to get right into the message. Call a friend and tell them that the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy's on the air tonight. We've got a great final, number four. This is part four of seducing spirits that are active in the world. We're going into an area tonight that you probably will find surprising. And, you know, if you really consider the Bible, there is nothing strange anymore with the signs of the time indicating that the Bible is right on, right down to the last penny. And that's what we're going to talk about, just weights and measures. I don't know where you ever thought about sorcery or deceptive or seducing spirits having anything to do with, like, just weights and balances. But, ladies and gentlemen, I could do a six-hour part on this subject alone, just on the word usury, or on the unjust weights and balances. You're going to be surprised how these seducing spirits have actually locked up the Babylonian system with this sorcery. And we're going to talk about it tonight in Seducing Spirits Part 4. Call a friend. This is Pastor Buddy. You're listening to us on the Jewel of the South radio transmission at its premium, WWCR 5070. It's the king of the airwaves, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Rolls Royce, if you will, and the Cadillac of the industry. So you call a friend and tell them that Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call is on the air tonight with part four. You don't want to miss it. Glory to God. Let's go to the message tonight and get right into why that we're going to talk about the subject of just weights and balances. Now, we're going to go into Revelations in chapter 9. And I'm going to start at verse 20. And the rest of the men, which were not killed by the plagues. Now, this is during the time of the great plagues of the wrath of Almighty Yahweh. We're getting down to where you're beginning to see nature speak to us. the Father is using storms. You know, he even used the hornets to drive out the enemy. So the Father can use hail, wind, tornadoes, earthquakes, famine, pestilence, and maybe, perhaps, in the last days, he'll use everything in his arsenal to throw at man, and yet they will not repent. The Bible said, and they repented not of the works of their hands. Listen to this. That they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver. I want to stop right there. I want to talk about those two particular just weights and balances, which is actually the only legal tender that the Bible would recommend. Now, on any given day, every American makes dozens of purchases or decisions for purchases. For instance, at the grocery store and the gas pump, and to pay a taxi fare or feed a parking meter, or to purchase a yard of fabric or a gallon of home heating oil. And if you notice these daily necessities, they have one ingredient in common, and that is the trust that you have that would be built into every transaction by weights and measures. Have you ever thought about that? Let me give you a hypothetical situation, but this is a correct rendering today at today's gas prices, and you know that they are at least 30% above what you paid last year. And ladies and gentlemen, wouldn't you think that if you was to elect a president who is an oil man, that oil prices would soar like they've never soared before and stay there, and that every penny, actually every teacup full of gas, let's say, or let's get it down to every teaspoonful. And you say, well, buddy, just a teaspoonful of gas. Well, let me give you an example. An error of slightly more than one tablespoon per 5 gallons at the gas pump equals a change of $125 million profit for those in charge of just weights and measures. Now, let me give that to you again. For instance, if all the pumps where you expect just weights and measures, see, we have to take everybody's word, and there is a just weight measurement board that oversees weights and packages of foods and things of this nature, and it's all regulated. That's why that you'll see regulators come out to the service station, and quite often more, and they should, by the way. But if a operator could just reduce, or all the, let's say that all the gas operators in America could just cheat you out of one tablespoon full for 5 gallons. One tablespoon, that's not much to exact a weight from you, so just weight measure. But it would equal enough budget, $125 million, to fund the Just Weight Measure program of the United States government. Now you'll get the picture that weights and measurements are most important. They are, without a fact, a problem for all of those that are purchasing goods. Sooner or later, we're going to have to give an account for every idle word that we speak. Now, let's talk about, I'll get more into the just weights and measures, but let me come along into the gold and the silver standard of today in just weights and measurements. I hope I can get all this in. I've got a ton of information to share with you. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent, He that doeth these things shall never be moved. Psalms 15, verse 5. You know, ladies and gentlemen, that usury attached to gold and silver, and now the Federal Reserve, which has collected, if you will, all of the silver and gold, practically, and now gold is being traded and silver, and there has to be a just weight and measure applied to it. But the main function in exchange of tender today is controlled by the Federal Reserve System. We're going to talk about that. In this country alone, we have a very oppressive and ungodly money system. It survives from the use of usury, which is in the Bible spoken of as usury. Today it's known as interest. The practice of usury or interest is one of the most major causes of the downfall of this nation. I want to repeat that. Ladies and gentlemen, I could give you target dates back in the past, particularly starting around 1913. It goes on beyond that. But we begin to see the beast system raise its head around 1913 when our federal government began to use a Federal Reserve System. Now, most people, like I was, 15 years ago, I thought that the Federal Reserve System was a part of the government, and it's not. It is a group of independent bankers that are using the power of money with a superscription, if you will, in God we trust. And yet it goes right against the Bible by charging usury to its countrymen or its citizens. And thanks to Brother down in Florida today, I got informed about what citizen really means. It's quite dramatic when you, and interesting and surprising when you get into word, a play on words, citizen. Now, you're not supposed to charge the citizens of your country usury. And so then, it's become the major reaping, if you will, of unjust weights and measures. In other words, these measures have been applied to exact from those who have to have the money in the system. They're charged usury for using the money. And this money goes to the international banking concern that has most of the nations set up on this deceptive, anti-biblical truth. You see, the Bible is against usury. Now, let me give you an example. Psalms, again, 15. I, Yahweh, who shall abide in my tabernacle? Now, that is within the framework or the righteous system. You are the temple, and you must be a righteous person. Who shall dwell in the holy hill? Here it says, he that putteth not out his money to usury. In other words, he that will not loan money for usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that word innocent right there could be a misinformed person or a naive person. Did you know that 95% of the people in America believe what I did 15 years ago, that the Federal Reserve is a functioning body governed by the United States government? And that's not true. That means that the innocent are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. He that doeth these things shall never be moved out of the righteous tabernacle and the holy hill. Now look at Proverbs 28, verse 8. He that by usury and unjust gain, ladies and gentlemen, is this nation, or has this nation, deliberately and deceptively, has this nation gone into a deceptive mode by putting in a unjust weights and measurement system for gathering usury from the innocent and the righteous? And if my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, then this system that has been devised against the rules, biblically speaking, of just weights and measures, that he that by usury and unjust gain increases his substance, he shall gather it for him that will pity the poor. But he that turneth away his ear from the hearing of the law. Now what's the law got? It's the law of finances, or it's the law of just weights and measurements, and sorcery and witchcraft and seducing spirits have created the greatest abomination upon the earth. He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination. Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 10. Woe is me, my mother, that has borne me a man of strife and a man of contention to the whole earth. I have neither lent on usury, nor men have lent to me on usury, yet every one of them doth curse me. Ladies and gentlemen, when you speak out against the unjust weights and measurements of any nation or any system that is devised contrary to the laws of God, the laws of the Almighty Creator Yahweh, the King of heaven and earth, who rules in the heavens, and he's supposed to rule the heart of man or the temple of man. Jeremiah here says, I didn't take anyone's money in vain through usury to increase my substance, and neither was it lent to me. That means that he did not participate in a system that was an abomination to the laws of Yahweh. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 8 and 9. Listen to this now. This is why Jeremiah spoke that famous scripture in Jeremiah 15 and 10. He knew that usury was an evil thing that would bring about a curse. And this nation is cursed with a bag, a wages bag, if you will, or a money bag of silver and gold that has developed a hole in the bottom of the bag, not for the laying up of the treasures for the wealth of the people, but laying up the treasures for wealth of evil men who have taken usury to extract, if you will, extort is a better word, the wealth of a nation in a bag with holes. Exodus 22:25. Listen to me as I talk about sorcery. I talk about the seducing spirits of the financial institutions around the world. If thou lend money to any of my people that is poor, by thee thou shalt not be to him as a usurer, neither shall thou lay upon him usury. Do you know anybody in America under the financial just weights and measures of silver and gold or a Federal Reserve tender? Do you know anybody that is exempt from the usury law, that would recognize Yahweh's laws And yet there's a people that claim to be God's chosen people that have installed this system to exact unjust usury upon the poor or upon the house of Jacob Israel. Leviticus chapter 25, verse 26. Let's go a little bit deeper into unjust weights and measures. Filled with sorcery. The Bible speaks about it in the book of Revelation. As a matter of fact, this is the greatest plague, upon America. And there's many plagues that are here now and many plagues that are continuing to come and will continue until this unjust usury system is removed. Leviticus 25, thou shalt take no usury of your brother or increase, but you shall fear Yahweh, that thy brother may live with thee. Thou shalt not give him thy money upon usury, nor lend him thy foodstuffs for increase. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are now participating in one of the most abominable systems that has ever been devised. It's nothing short of sorcery. It is ingenious how that the enemy has come in very peacefully, very subtle, like the Nakash or the Nashah, by, listen to this now, in the Old Testament, there is a Strong's number that I want you to read. I was blown away by it. I've been taking a course in finances from Dr. Gary and his associates, Brother Tom, and my good friend Michael, who is probably one of the most knowledgeable on these questions that I have. Some of these things has been answered for me. And listen to this. The Old Testament speaks about to lend or borrow on security of interest. In the King James, it's known as a creditor or exacting, or from the word extortioner. To lend usury, lend or take on usury, which is Strong's number, 5378. Now that comes from Nashah, or Nashah. 5383 is the number that you want to look up from the prime root word and the Strong's Old Testament word, 5378. Now, this is base number 5383, and it means to extort unjust. That's using unjust weights and measures, right? And the Bible says those that do so are nothing but an abomination to Yahweh. Now, do you know that one of the abominable things that's listed in the book of Proverbs? He that soweth discord among the brethren. In other words, someone that would pass a law that would exempt or give exact accreditation to a law that could extort usury from the source of just weights and measures. Now, a little leaven levels the whole lump, as the Bible said. And the word extortion, it's right there in the Bible. 6233 in the Strong's. And the more I study in finance, or just weights and measures, as the Bible would say, the more I know that Satan has come in to capture the wealth of the nation in debt or extort money from just weights and balances and live and let his seed, the corruptible seed of Cain, live deliciously, as the Bible says in the book of Revelations, chapter 9, that they would live deliciously. And ladies and gentlemen, they sat in their ivory towers, counting the silver and gold through the means of extortion. Strong's number 6233, to press upon or to oppress or to defraud. Now look at the Strong's number. Write this number down also. This is a continuation. Now the first number I give you was Strong's number 5383. This is all in the Old Testament, or the Hebrew as we call it, in the Strong's 5383, in the sense of 5378, to lend or to borrow on security of interest as you become extorted, if you will, used to by the creditor to extort or to lend to you with usury or to take or as a taker of usury. And Strong's number 6233 is the word itself, extortion. Right in the Bible. Do you know that you're being used as an instrument by the extortioners to take away your just weights and measures without usury? It's against the laws, and we say, well, Pastor Buddy, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, and unto you. You see, that's what's wrong with our system. We've got too much of Caesar, not enough of Yahweh in our life, in our nation. And we're paying the price. This nation is the largest debtor nation upon the earth. And yet it's the most viable, healthiest, wealthiest, producer of goods and materials on the planet, and yet we are the Lord, and it's simply because we have let the extortioners sit in the treasure houses, which we were warned against, by the way, by our originators of our covenant, which we have cast aside. Now let me give you the one that really made my eyes go wide open. Strong's number 5391, and it's pronounced Noshach. Noshach, a primitive root to strike with a sting as a serpent, figuratively, to oppress with interest on a loan. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm reading out of the King James Bible and the Strong's Concordance, to bite or to strike out with a sting as from a serpent, to oppress with interest and use sorcery to extort. And you thought, as I did, probably, perhaps, as I did, that the Bible didn't even cover the word usury. Well, look at 5393 again. Let me give you this one here. Write this one down. If you're taking notes, check this one out. Strong's number 5393, usury, an interest on a debt. Now, our modern-day ideal that interest is only usury when it's excessive is not a biblical concept. As you can see from the definition that I gave you, usury is nothing but extortion, and extortion is nothing but usury to exact beyond a just weight and measure of the righteous judgment that begins in the temples of Yah. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're taking usury interest, oh, we got to go to the bank and, you know, they take our money and put it in. But you see, the greatest invention is banking system of sorcery. And yet we use it because it has a convenience, and it was actually invented with a concept of convenience. In other words, those who started using a bank would find a place, usually a cave, with a guarded entrance or a blocked entrance. Back in the medieval times, they would take valuables and they would consign them into their safe keeping. And then when people come to pick up their valuables, they were charged a certain fee for services rendered. At times, when people died in battle, those valuables that were put in safe possession or in trust with, and that's what you do in a banking system, you enter into trust with. And the rich men would create wars to kill the innocent. And we just use that word up there in the Bible phrase in the book of Proverbs. And yet they wouldn't return to pick up their valuables. These were confiscated after a while. They became property of those who had entered into a contract, covenant, if you will, for safekeeping. Yahweh's people are not to partake of the sin of usury. His people are to love one another with exact weights and measurements, and not to oppress one another by lending upon usury. Well, you see, we probably don't have that problem, do we? You know why? Because the past debts of our fathers, we've inherited the debts of our fathers through mortgages, and most of the property proper in the United States is held by holding companies or stock traders, those who have taken your money and used it to speculate on the market or to loan out money with usury interest return. So we are participating in a system. When interest is involved, we become sinners of the covenant of Yahweh. And as we say here in the Bible, listen to this now, it is nothing less than an abomination and an evil thing that will bring upon us a curse. Thou shalt not, Leviticus 25, 37, thou shalt not give him thy money upon usury, nor lend any of those such items for his increase. 5393 is interest usury upon a debt. Now, savings accounts, interest-bearing checking accounts, government T-bills, CDs, and many other types of investments, as much as people want to justify the practice, it cannot be justified biblically. Now, what does the Bible say? Come out of her, my people. Come out of this sorcery system. If we could bind together as Christians that loves the laws of Yahweh, we could maintain debt-free properties and assets by combining the wealth or helping each other to survive against a system that extorts excessive interest, therefore making it a collectible item from the system that has now been branded as common. This is common practice, it's common financial, they're not going to give you any money, Pastor Buddy. Well, you see, under the theocratical government of Yahweh, which we're not under, I'll assure you that we're not under the just laws and weights and balances of Yahweh. We've gone to a Babylonian system that charges usury, and we participate in it, and then our backs are bent low on the harvest row. We are in bondage. The mortgage is, the morgue, dead. The word mortgage comes from the word mortuary, the same root word. When you get in debt to your enemy, you have created your own death. It's just like hanging yourself. It's like committing suicide, and yet we get on this roulette wheel, and we can't get off. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know, the excuses that people use to go into the justification, like Luke 16:9, I'll say unto you, to make to yourself friends of a mammon of unrighteousness, that when you fail, that they may receive you into everlasting habitations. That's a warning. That is not that you should join the world. That is warning you that if you have to go into the world, you better have friends there in high places, or you will not survive, because they will skin you alive. And the word mortgage will turn into mortuary for you as they bury you under a mountain of usury debt. Oh my, ladies and gentlemen, we are in oppressive times. Listen to Nehemiah chapter 5. Then I consulted with myself, and I rebuked the nobles and the rulers and said unto them, you exact usury every one of his brother, and I set a great assembly against them. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we should not exact usury from our brother. Ezekiel 18, verse 8. He that hath not given forth upon usury, neither taken any increase, and hath withdrawn his hand from iniquity. Now, I told you about the scripture here that I read you here in the book of Revelation concerning silver and gold and unjust weights and measures. Listen to me very carefully. Let me read you now, after I've read you the verse 20 of Revelation 9, let me read you verse 21. And neither repented they of their murders. And you can actually murder a man financially when you take away his power of wealth or possessions. Then he has to work under the tremendous burden or the knife of usury in his back. You have actually murdered that person's power to purchase, his influence, his integrity, his character, and a number of other things, nor of their sorceries. This word sorcery is attached with silver and gold. Strong's number, 53-31 in the Greek. Nor of their fornication, nor of their theft. Stealing, unjust weights and measures. Remember the analogy I gave you about one teaspoonful of gas out of every 5 gallons would profit, that would be used, like usury taken, $125 million would be profited by someone that had the ability to steal one teaspoon per 5 gallons. It would add up to a profit somewhere around $125 million. That's just one teaspoonful. If you specify sin in an area called usury, usury is a sin when it's exact or extortion from your brother. Now, ladies and gentlemen, whether one is involved in receiving or giving usury, both are iniquity according to the Bible. In receiving, it is against biblical principle, and in giving, it is supporting the iniquities of the world, such as the Federal Reserve, as it operates on the system of usury. Now, what are we going to do about this? Are we going to repent? Are we going to turn from wicked ways? Well, that's what the nation needs to do. We need an overhaul. Listen to me now in Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 10. We're talking about the evil of usury or unjust weights. Divers weights, which means divers means many. In the King James, I'm reading from the King James. So many weights and many measures, that's some other system devised other than what Yahweh has devised and put into place as a proper operation for just weights. But different weights and different measures, both of them are alike, an abomination to Yahweh. Now let me repeat that. This is Proverbs chapter 20, verse 10. Divers weights and divers measures. Remember, I just gave you the word theft, sorcery, murder. All these things are attached to the love of money. Now, the love of money, that is loving money beyond its value. In other words, a just weight of 1 ounce of gold would have its just value. If you loaned 1 ounce of gold for a usury purpose of an ounce and a half on return and given a specific time to return a ounce and a half or an ounce, that's many weights or divers weights and divers measures. Both of them are an abomination to the Creator. Now listen to this. Look at Proverbs 11 and 1. This is one of the most balanced, fair and balanced promises in the Bible. A false balance. There you go now. Now, what is a false balance? Well, let me show you something. A fair value balance is money owed. A false balance is interest incurred on the debt. Are you listening to me? A false balance is an abomination to Yahweh. Something beyond the value of the balance or the weight or the measure of the product. There was an ounce of gold would be a just weight and a measure, an ounce for an ounce. But a false balance is that the value of that gold is only like, let's say, $330 an ounce. 1 ounce of gold would be worth $330. But when you came back to pay back, they will attach a false balance of usury to that. That's where this false balance and all of the Strong's numbers that I gave you for extortion, for thievery, for murder, and for taking away the just weight and balance. A false balance is an abomination, but a just weight is Yahweh's delight. Are you listening? A just weight is His delight. Do you want to please Yahweh? You say, "Brother, I got to make a living." Listen to this one. Deuteronomy 25:15. But thou shalt have a perfect and just weight. Now, what's a perfect and just weight? If you have an ounce of gold, lend it to your brother, then you expect an ounce of gold back. That is a perfect and just weight. A perfect and just measure thou shalt have that thy days may be lengthened in the land. Oh my. No wonder so many rich fat cats, as we call them here in the South, die of major heart attacks, strokes and cancer and the plagues that are pronounced upon the curse of Deuteronomy 25 and a curse upon those who have a false balance, which is an abomination to Yahweh. But to lengthen your days in the land and to be at liberty and freedom, practice the art of just weights and measures. Verse 16. For all that do such things, and all that do unrighteously, are an abomination unto Yahweh by Elohim. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a serious matter. This is why that not many people see sorcery and thievery in silver and gold attached to the false weights through the banking system of this country. It is an abomination to Yahweh, and it will fail. This is not a threat. I have no power to threaten any financial situation. We all have to borrow money. I'm no different from you. I'm just a poor man. If you get anything of value, you must apply for a loan, unless you've got a brother or a sister who would help you. And ladies and gentlemen, straight is the way and narrow is the gate. Adjust weights and balances and measures. You have very few people that would assist you. And so then you have to turn to the wicked. But one right doesn't justify, or one wrong doesn't justify another wrong. Leviticus chapter 19, listen to me as I read. Verse 35 and 36. You shall do no unrighteousness in judgment in measuring your yards in length or in weight or measure. But you shall have just balances and just weights, a just ephah and a just him shall you have. I am Yahweh your Elohim, which brought you out of Egypt. You shall do no unrighteous in judgment. That means in transaction of businesses, in weights and measures, you shall not attach usury to your brother. In Micah chapter 6, and this is the prophet that suffered for what he's fixing to tell you here. Are there yet the treasures of wickedness in the house of the wicked? And the scant measure that is abominable, just the scant measure of usury wealth laid up in the house of the wicked is abominable. Shall I count them pure with the wicked balances and with a bag of deceitful weights? I don't think so. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a time of trouble as a nation, as a people. We're under the plague of the pharmaceutical, the sorceries of the pharmaceuticals. We're under the plagues of all the laws like the Emergency Banking Relief Act of 1933 that I introduced to you at the beginning of the program. Or the Coinage Act of 1862 goes way back, ladies and gentlemen. Just didn't start in the 1930s. The War and Emergency Power Act, that's the Senate report number 93-549. You need to look at that. I'm telling you, when I studied this, I was appalled at what the seizure and forfeitures in part 406 of that report, 93-549. Now, it used to be a famous joke on Yeehaw called 549, BR-549. It's part of the Senate Report Act, Part 406, introduced you to seizure and forfeiture of gold for violations of gold, the Gold Reserve Act of 1934, and gold regulations. I had a brother in Spain that told me that they couldn't even gather gold. Well, you can't hoard gold either because, number one, the price is restrictive. If you had the money to buy it, it's a good investment. Just wait. And if you've got money, I suggest that you start immediately. Don't wait. We are in for a financial fall that will pale the 1929 fall, will pale compared to the fall that is fixing to come, and it's coming quick, ladies and gentlemen. That's why they got the seizure forfeiture of gold. If you are caught hoarding gold, they can seize it on Part 406 of the Senate Report of 93-549, War and Emergency. What do you say? Why did they put emergency in there? Anytime that there is a money fail or money failure, that's coming up. It's all designed in the coming Third World War that's done been laid out on the books, and the New World Order is following their orders to bring in, and all of these are put in place, and when the emergency comes, you'll see the emergency personnel, that is, those to seize assets, will come looking for your gold. And ladies and gentlemen, they have ways to find gold. You old country boys like myself, you just ran out there and get you an old mason jar and bury your gold. You better have a better way of shielding and protecting it, because they've got ways of finding it that's past finding out. The legal history of the United States of America's monetary system. The book is Pieces of Eight. I suggest that you take a look at it. The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve. I suggest that you buy that book. It will be the best investment that you ever invested in. A few bucks to find out what's behind the creature from Jekyll Island. There's a book also by Henry Mark Holzer, How Americans Lost Their Right to Own Gold and Became Criminals in the Process. Now, do you hear me? For those of you who are hoarding gold, remember what I'm telling you. You're going to become victims of circumstances that will be far beyond your control, with laws already on the America's monetary system and the acts of Congress done waiting for this day to happen, when you will lose your right to own gold and become a criminal in the process. Lawrence M. Parks wrote a book about the oncoming monetary collapse and a fight for an honest money system. Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest battle will be for just weights and measures, and it's coming up. It's coming to a neighborhood near you. Well, this is Pastor Buddy, and my time is all gone. Tonight, Part 4, Conclusion of Seducing Spirits, Sorcery, and Thievery of Just Weights and Measures. If you'd like to write me, you can simply write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, zip 37824. Let me repeat that. Pastor Buddy, that's all you need. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. 84, New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. Now, if you'd like to call me, I enjoy talking with you tonight. If you'd like to give me a call, simply call Pastor Buddy, area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. And we're live here tonight. This is, well, it's the 19th day of June, ladies and gentlemen. It's on a Sunday evening. We're on WWCR 5070. This is the mighty voice that goes around the world. We'd enjoy talking to you tonight, so give us a call. Area code 423-626-2172. If you'd like to help us on the broadcast, and we need your help, we need more radio time. We're only on once a week. We're looking into possibilities of gaining more radio time. Be much in prayer for that. And if you'd like to contact Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439, toll free. Hours between 8 and 5 through the week. This is Dr. Gary's toll free number. He'll pay for the call. If you'd like to call and pledge support to the Shepherd's Call, Dr. Gary will be more than willing to accept your call and your support, as would Pastor Buddy. If you'd like to write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, zip 37824. Now, next week, you don't want to miss next Sunday night, when we come back in with economic conditions for America and the coming collapse of its monetary system. Now, listen to me quite well. We got a lovely nation here. We got a wonderful system of people that love truth. We got God-fearing people that have the plow and the Bible. Ladies and gentlemen, I've stood in the fields of East Tennessee and on these hills here, poor as a whippoorwill, in the 40s and 50s, plowing the broomtails. My dad was set at the end of the field during our dinner break, and he'd read the Bible to me and to the family that was all out there working for an honest just wage. Things have changed, ladies and gentlemen. My dad remembered the Depression of 1929. And told me about it, how dreadful and awful it was. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as I said, it will pale in comparison to the one that's coming. You don't want to miss next Sunday night as we get into economic collapse and the coming tribulation for America. You need to stay tuned. This is Pastor Buddy. I'll see you next Sunday night on down the road. And may Yah bless you is my prayer.
Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet they'll cast the golden crown. When the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down. When the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big battleground. Voices call and voices cry. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the prick. In measured a hundredweight and penny pounds, when the man comes around.
Four beasts, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him.